East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
And ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the goalpost and into the spotlight, weighing in, the man who saved more goals than a number of TikTok receipts you bookmarked but never actually made. He was born in Soweto. This is a 1.87 meter giant, guarded the nets for some of the top South African sides like Chippa United, Bidvest Wits, and of course he made his name at Orlando Pirates. He even rocked the green and gold for Bafana Bafana. But wait, the fight's not done. The fun's just begun. He saved the goals. Now stars on the shoulders from the pitch to the screen. He's living the dream. Give it up for Brighton. 6 goals. The wall.
I knew something was coming. I knew. That's Sky. It's written Sky.
It's not me there.
Brighton Mhlongo, good morning. Welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Oh, man. Good morning, guys. And good morning to your listeners as well.
You deserve
well.
That intro.
I almost said viewers.
Well, we'll get to the TV show. By the way, the premiership show that you do with Mpo Mboy and BBK and, of course, our very own Sky Shabalala here. But we know that apparently I thought you were in Durban for the Hollywood Bets, Durban July, but you're actually here for the Engine Knockout Cup. And now we're going to do, this is what we do with all our guests. It's not because you're Sky's mate and you work with him, but we have to, like, get you warmed up. We're going to do a quick round of quick fire questions. Sure. So you feel at home. And our friend Sky did help with these questions. So good luck.
Okay, you ready? You're so ready? First thing that comes to mind. First thing that comes to mind. And go. What is the most obscure team you've bet money on and won?
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
So obscure, huh?
Right? What save did you make that even you were like, what?
Last minute penalty against Kaizer Chiefs. Sky's Kaizer Chiefs.
Which PSL team would you join today without hesitation? Can't be Orlando Pirates.
Orlando Pirates.
It can't be Orlando Pirates. Can't be.
Was that the rule?
Yes.
Orbit FC.
Orbit FC, okay.
What's your favorite spot to a holiday?
Locally or internationally?
Internationally.
Santorini, Greece.
Oh,
okay. What don't you miss about playing football?
Conceding goals.
What? Do you have any tattoos that you regret getting?
To be honest,
We see that smile.
To be honest, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What's something that annoys you on social media?
People not being kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you kind on social media?
Very kind.
Okay.
Very.
Have you ever heard of an up-to-date potato? It's a thing here in Durban.
No.
Okay.
Bro.
Just checking.
Bro.
We'll give you some. They special Durban.
I will
Durban
bring you
potatoes.
Some for the show.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have to. Please.
No, I'll ask the question. This is a question we've been asking ourselves for years here at East Coast Radio. Have you ever witnessed Sky Shabalala getting a score prediction correct?
No. Red apples all the time. Red apples.
So, okay, I'm going to out you. You know, every time we do the predictions, right? Every time we do the prediction, I send them to Brighton Mhlongo comment.
Yes.
He proofreads and then he says, Shom for it too. He will change one. But then I obviously, I'm the
change
pretty
them
face.
Again.
No, I'm the pretty face, so I have to take the fall. So I present the prediction.
Brighton?
No comment.
I'm so unaware of how he became the pretty face between the two of you. But anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know where that title came from.
Common in footballers.
You and Sky host a Betway Premiership preview show along with Mpo Maboy and BBK. And we know what Sky's like on the radio. We know what it is like to work with him. But TV's different. I know you know, TV's very different. What's he like he's on a TV set? You don't have to be nice. You be honest.
Honestly, I don't have to be nice. But because I'm a very honest person, I'm just going to be, you know.
Honest.
Yeah. That's the point. No, look, without buying his pretty face, he's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think one person that first time when I met him, I thought, yo, big guy like this, no, this one is probably going to be uptight and all of that, but cool guy. The only issue I have with him
is one thing.
Sky never makes it for lunch for anything. He doesn't return your calls, and then he's always, am I allowed to say it, he's always late.
Oh yeah, no, do here too.
Nothing's
it's the same. So basically the behavior is the same. I've tried to call Sky before for like No, he does. He doesn't even join us when we go after the show for breakfast. We beg him to come. He's always busy. He's got something better to do, something else to do.
Yeah.
So I guess, Sky, you're the problem here.
He invites you for lunch, but he'll be the late one, even at his hotel.
And then we have to pay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the paying part. You are. He never pays. Sky never pays. And it's not a thing of, no, I forgot my wallet. No, he never pays.
He doesn't.
Period.
Just
he's just going to drop everything by the cashier and then he walks away.
It's like when a lady goes with a guy to the shops. You don't just pretend like your hands are in your
pockets.
Oh, no. That's what
so
it
it's going to be the other way around.
Yeah. Guys, I'm here.
Anyway.
Sorry.
What's something that happened that you think Sky would be mad at you for sharing? Because you can tell us that too.
If I were to share...
I think you've said enough.
I don't think so. No, man. I don't think there's any, hey?
Yeah, he's well-behaved child.
Yeah, he's very, 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 very well-behaved. Family man, focused.
I'm happy you didn't talk about the one time I sent the videos in the group.
No, we don't. Oh, am I allowed to talk about that?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, so tell us anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, so this guy, he goes out and then he sends videos. I think it was 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. when partying. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, what's happening? Then he deleted the videos. But here's the best part of it. The next day, he's in hospital.
Oh, yeah, because he put his leg
in. So how? What was happening there?
No, okay.
Can I also get those videos and phone calls. Sometimes at 2, 3 in the morning, by the way, but it's fine.
Okay. But listen, let's talk about why you're here. Hey, I'm never inviting you ever. The Durban leg of the injured knockout challenge. Tell us what some of the highlights we can expect.
Look, we're celebrating 22 years of its existence, and it's been happening. I also played the tournament myself, and the main important thing about this tournament is that it has given lots and lots of opportunities to young boys and girls. And the beautiful thing about it as well is that it's equal prize money. So we're preaching this whole gender equality as well, so you're gonna expect some great entertaining football, because time and again you get to tournaments where you expected that you're gonna get a Man United guy winning the tournament. Man United, they're never getting that. That's a bad example. So when you come to the Engine Knockout Challenge Durban edition, there's always surprise packages, man. People always expect that AmaZulu is gonna come out of the group or win the tournament to go to the Champ of Champs. But it's been a couple of years since they won it, because you always unearth different, rather relatively unknown teams, from the townships, from the rural areas as well. For example, last year we had Shire Moya being crowned the champions, So it's always great, man. It's always great. It's one of those where you find,
So it's happening at Kloof High School, by the way. That's where Sky went to, just FYI, from tomorrow. And I love the equality, of course, but let's chat about the presence of the girls' teams in this tournament. It's growing stronger each year. It's something that women need and girls need. How important is it to create these equal opportunities for children in football, and specifically young girls?
Very, very, very important. And credit must go to corporates like Engine, for supporting such great initiatives and making sure that you create a platform for everyone, I think it is proven that this formula really, really helped not only the girls but also the teams in South Africa. We saw Mamelodi Sundowns in the past winning the Women's CAF Champions League, and we saw Banyana, winning WAFCON, and most of the players that are playing for Banyana, for Mamelodi Sundowns, they played the Engine Knockout Challenge. And then most recently we have a beautiful success story, a young girl called Tanali. She's part of the WAFCON squad now. That's going to Morocco.
Wow.
So one of the top leading goal scorers at Engine, and doesn't end there. Also the under 20s that are playing Region 5 games in Namibia. We have a young lady that played at the place for Devon Ladies as well. So it's just quite remarkable to see the growth of the sport and making sure that you create, great platforms and opportunities to enhance their careers.
So two things. Ronald Donnelly went to Kloof High School. Ronald Donnelly was coached by Sky Shabalala at some point.
Thank you.
That's my girl. When I saw her on the list, I was like,
Damn. Yeah, she well deserved.
No, no, she's amazing. Yeah. Fethu, listen, thank you so much, Brighton Mhlongo. Enjoy your time in Durban. Hopefully, Durban ladies wins again and they defend their title. And but yeah, we'll see you at Kloof over the weekend.
Why not your favorite team, AmaZulu?
It's fine. It's critical but stable. thank you for joining us this morning.
No, thank you so much, guys, for affording us this opportunity. And lastly, before I go, if we can encourage all the parents as well, because it's important to have that, you know, parental support. The Knights of Sky coming through to support. The tournament is going to be at Kloof starting from tomorrow. And I'm looking forward for a great one.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.